Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fifth parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be finishing up the fifth parak with Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph. And we're going to begin the sixth parak of Demai with Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph. The previous Mishnah, Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud, was discussing the halacha that when we are looking to separate Trumos and Maisros from different groups of grain, of produce, and so on that came from different people, so you're only allowed to combine them for the purposes of separating Trumos and Maisros when each individual pile is obligated in Truma and Maiser on the same level. So if all the piles are required to have Truma separated from it on a D'araisa level, that works. If they're all required to have Truma and Maiser separated from it on a rabbinic level, on a midrabbanan level, then that works as well. But the obligation to separate Truma and Maiser must be the same across the board from all the piles, from all the people, and all the types of produce that were grown. Our Mishnah now, Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph, is going to continue in that same theme. Says the Mishnah, Taram min ha-demai al ha-demai. If a person separates Truma from Demai on behalf of another pile from a different person that was also Demai, O mi Demai al ha-vadai, or if someone separates from a pile of Demai on behalf of Vadai, on behalf of something that we know for a fact did not have Truma and Maaser separated, namely on behalf of Tevel. So in both of these situations, in both of these cases, Truma v'yachazor v'yitrom, the Truma that was separated is considered to be Truma, because after all, it is possible that the food that was separated really was Truma, and it is possible that the Demai really didn't have anything separated from it. Therefore, what was separated is considered to be Truma. V'yachzer v'yitrom, but you must go back and separate Truma again, because it's also possible that what was separated wasn't Truma, and it was only on a Derabanan level. And therefore, you have to go and separate each individual pile by itself. Again, Demai by itself and Demai by itself, because again, we don't know where they came from. They came from two different people, and perhaps the obligations of those piles were not the same. Continues the Mishnah, min havadai al hademai. But if one is separating from Tevel, we know for a fact that the Truma and Maaser was not separated. Al hademai, on behalf of a pile where we're not sure was the Truma and Maaser separated or not, says the Mishnah, Truma. It is considered to be Truma because, once again, the demai is a suffix, it's a doubt, it's a question. We're not sure if the Truma was separated or not, if the Maaser was separated or not, and if it wasn't, then it would be valid. But if it was, then it wouldn't work. So it is Truma, but, says the Mishnah, V'lo te'ochel ad sheyotzi aleha Trumos u'masros. But the Kohen that's given the Truma should not eat that Truma until another set of Trumos and Maasros were taken, because once again, we don't know if the Truma and Maaser separation was valid or not, because once again, we don't know whether the Demai actually was separated or not, and therefore, that which was separated is Truma, but it must be separated once again. Okay, now we're going to continue with Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph, as we begin the sixth Parak of Maseches Demai. And by way of introduction, it's important to note that there are two different types of people who would often do work on an owner's field. The first person is called an aris, a sharecropper. A sharecropper is someone who is working on my field, let's say. And the way that it works is he pays a percentage of the crops that he reaps, of the crops that he harvests, to the owner of the field. Why would I let someone work on my field? Because whatever he does, whatever he grows, I get a percentage of that to me. The other type of work on a person's field is referred to as a chocher, as a tenant farmer, as someone who's also working on my field, but he's not paying me a percentage. That's an aris, that's a sharecropper. He's paying me a fixed amount. I'm letting say you're allowed to harvest on my field, to work on my field for a particular price, for a particular amount of crops that you're going to owe me. Says the Mishnah, Hamekabel Sada Miyisrael, if a person takes upon himself the field of a Jew as a sharecropper, he's working on this field, and he's going to pay a percentage of the crops that he gets to the owner. Min ha-nachriu, min ha-kusi, if he is a sharecropper, from whether it's a non-Jew, whether it's a kusi, someone, again, we're not sure if he's a Jewish or not, yechalek lifnehem, says the Mishnah, he should separate all of the whatever the percentage is that they agree to, he should separate it and divide it up in front of them without, as the Bar Tanura explains, without having separated Trumos and Maizros. The reason why we're a little bit makel over here, why we're allowing him to cultivate this land and to farm this land without separating, is giving tevel basically to the owner of the field, is because we want to encourage the cultivation, we want to encourage the growth of the land in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore says the Mishnah, Yechalek Lefneihem, we allow him, the sharecropper, the aris, to separate and take his percentage and give the percentage to the owner without having separated Trumos and Maestros. Continues the Mishnah, HaChocher Sodom Yisrael, but if someone is a Chocher, if someone's a tenant farmer who pays a fixed amount, not a percentage, but a fixed amount to a Jew, Torim V'nosein Lo, he must first separate Truma, that's it. All he has to do is separate Truma Gedol to the Kohen, and then V'nosein Lo, and then he can give the rest to the owner, and the owner will have to separate what wasn't already separated. Now the reason the Bar Tanura explains why he must separate Truma is because the obligation of Truma begins once the food, once the crops hits the threshing floor, once they're on the threshing floor, once they're ready to be made into the process of baking. Once that process begins in the threshing floor, that's when the obligation of Truma begins. And that's also, generally speaking, when the contract of a chocher, of a tenant farmer, begins as well. So the obligation of Truma begins, and therefore he must separate Truma, but he doesn't have to separate anything else. Continues the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Huda said, A Masai, when is it true that he only has to separate Truma and he does not have to separate any of the other tithes, any of the other Trumos and Maizros? Says the Mishnah, Bizman Shenosanlo, Meosa Hasada, Umeosa Hamin. As long as this tenant farmer, as long as this Chocher is giving the owner the crops from the exact field that he's working and from the exact type of food that he's harvesting. But if he's paying him his fee for renting the field, for using the field, for working the field, from a different field, not from the field that he's working, or from a different type of crop that he's not working on actually here, then he must take all Trumos and Maestros before giving it to him, because the assumption is that the owner only agreed to accept Tevel for the field if the type of the food, the type of the crop, and the field itself is from the owners and exactly what they agree to. But again, if he's taking from a different field, if he's taking from a different type of crop, then he must take Trumos, Maestros, and everything before giving it to the owner of the field. Quick review, Perakei Mishnah Yudalef discussed the situation where a person is separating Truma from Demai for Demai, or Demai on the Tevel, and so on and so forth. Again, the halacha is because Demai is a rabbinic obligation, and Tevel is a Torah obligation. You cannot separate Trumos and Maestros from them together. You must separate them. If you already separate them, then the Truma is Truma, but you must separate Trumas and Maestros again. Then in Perek Vav began discussing the difference between an aris and a chocher, a sharecropper, and a tenant farmer. When it comes to an aris, when it comes to a sharecropper, if he's giving a percentage of his crops to the owner, then Yechalek Lefnei, the Mishnah said that he's able to separate then he divides up the percentage to the owner without separating Trumos and Maestros, because we want him to encourage his cultivation, his growth, his harvesting of the land of Eretz Yisrael. However, when it comes to a chocher, when it comes to a tenant farmer, it's a little bit different, and we require him, rather, to separate Truma Gedola, but nothing else. And the only time that we require him to separate Truma Gedola is in a situation where the food that the chocher is giving, that the tenant farmer is giving to the owner, was from the exact field and the exact type of crop that he's working on for the owner, on behalf of the owner. Otherwise, the owner would not agree to accept Tevel from him. Have a great day.